Containing an open letter, it demands that Facebook, quote, promote real news, not fake news, quickly remove viral misinformation, end the pre-election, quote, unquote, lie period, and enforce voter suppression rules against everyone, even the president. Now, all of this sounds innocuous until you really begin to dissect it. In essence, a candidate for president of the United States is asking for Facebook to begin fact-checking political advertising, including his own, especially 2 weeks before Election Day. Now, why would Joe Biden, a proven liar on dozens of issues in the public realm, from his role in the war in Iraq, his role in criminal justice, his record on trying to cut Social Security, and even on supposedly getting arrested while trying to see Nelson Mandela, want there to be fact-checking of political ads on Facebook? Well, the answer is simple, as all risers know. He knows that if Facebook were to ever get into the fact-checking business, that they would partner with the mainstream media, who have no problem giving Biden a blatant pass on his lies while crying foul if Trump sneezes and calls it a cough. Then they rate it false. Four Pinocchios, five stars. As I say every single time that we have this discussion, you may get a warm little fuzzy feeling when you see a lame CNN journalist call the big bad Donald a liar, but the neoliberalism that animates that CNN journalist is coming for you if you dare to hold anti-establishment views. Here are the people who, these are the people who would fact check AOC on the Costner Medicare for All. They're the people who got mad at Bernie Sanders for correctly saying illegal immigration depresses domestic wages. And they're the people who bend over backwards to say that we're all wrong on this show about trade because you're better off with some cheap Chinese crap. Their profession can better be described as neoliberalism checking, far more than fact checking. But beyond the actual mechanics of fact checking, think about the macro ask of the Biden campaign here. They want tech oligarch Mark Zuckerberg to determine what is true and what isn't in our political discourse. Or worse, they want Zuckerberg to appoint a weird so-called independent board of directors made up of a bunch of moneyed neoliberals to decide what we see and what we don't. Zuckerberg doesn't even want that, and neither do I, and neither should you.